Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
Passion versus profit. Let the battle ensue. Well, as I continue to talk with thousands of career professionals and entrepreneurs, I see a major collision happening in the way we approach work. What we once believed to be true about work is beginning to let us all down. The payoff is not what we had hoped. We were all told to go to school and get a degree, find a stable job, and stay there. Don't ruffle anyone's feathers, meet your deadlines, be a team player, and don't come up with your own innovative ideas. If you do all that well, then the promise was you can afford a house in the suburbs, and you'll get 2 weeks a year to actually do what you want. But as a career coach and someone who's been following people in careers for a while now, I hear the horror stories every week from people who are struggling to find meaningful work. They feel invisible. And this often drives people to launch out and create their own work, the kind of work they want to do. So, which should we pursue, passion or profit? Well, why not both? I want to offer you today four simple questions. This is four questions to create work you'll love that won't leave you hungry. Now, I want you to think about these questions today. Question one, what is it that you do well? Have you tapped into your strengths? Would you be able to rattle off your top five strengths if I were to ask you personally? Can you summarize your core genius in just one word? Knowing what you do well is the first step to creating work you love. You see, being able to use your strengths to add value in the lives of others will always bring satisfaction to your work. So what is it that you do well? Question two, what do you love? You know, another way to say it is, what gets you excited? I mean, really excited. Some of us love problem solving. Some of us love to learn. Others of us want an afternoon to build something with our own hands. You see, knowing what you love to spend time doing is an important aspect as well. Now, we don't have to turn every hobby of ours into a business, but knowing what we love will keep the passion burning. Question three, what does the world need? You see, when your passions and abilities meet the needs of the world, great things begin to happen. The good news is the internet has made this easier than ever before. To be honest, you don't need the world. You just need 1,000 or so true fans. Now, think about it for a moment. If 1,000 fans pay you $100 a year, you have a six-figure business. The best way that I have found to attract 1,000 fans is to build an ideal customer model that you want to use to serve your tribe with your skills. You see, once you begin this customer model, your ideal customer will begin to connect with you in a powerful way. So what does the world need? And question four, what will the world pay for? See, this is an important question to answer as well. You need to test your ideas before you ever go all in. Now, there are some gurus who say, don't follow your passions, it'll leave you broke. Well, while you do need a revenue model, the good news is the internet can make that possible. There are more and more people today creating income around the strangest passions. You know, one example is my own journey. I began a career coach blog back in 2008. And over a period of time, I had created 12 income buckets that earned my business revenue. Well, when I began, I knew maybe three possible ways to make money with a blog when I started. So regardless of your passion, you can live off your passion. This podcast was brought to you by the EverFocus system for creatives. It's a simple time management system you can use with Evernote. It's ideal for creative professions such as bloggers, writers, teachers, pastors, speakers, and entrepreneurs. To check out the entire course or to join, just go to jonathanmilligan.com.